you did a really good job. I would start it out with more of what is the podcaster going to get if you needed to do it. But I would say this is off base. Everybody else was like, this is so good. And you did it really well. The point is, I don't want to lose you as a listener. I want to be able to support you.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster. It is your podcast coach, Adam AAA Adams. And on today's episode, on this episode, I should say, is we're going to be talking a little bit about your avatar, trying to understand who your avatar is and why is it so important. And I got to start out by mentioning that I really messed up. I messed up. And if I messed up, that means that you're likely to mess up too. And so we'll just start there. Let's just start at letting you know that even Adam Adams, he's not perfect. I do my best to give good content, relevant content, beneficial content. And here's where I think I kind of messed up. I understand who my avatar is, right? I understand his name's Corey. It's a guy. He's a real estate investor. He hosts masterminds. He easily grosses well over $1 million. So my perfect avatar, the person that I want to serve, is a business owner who is a podcaster. A business owner who's a podcaster. Of course, yes, I do have two avatars. I've got a primary and a secondary. The primary one has been doing it for a while. Corey had been doing it for 4 years before I ever started working with him. He became our very first client at Grow Your Show back in 2019. So several years ago. So I reached out to my perfect person and I started with him first. And I said, hey, can we offload all the stuff for you? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, hey, how do we get in front of more listeners? And I said, that's perfect. You've been running this for years, Corey. You've been running it and running it and running it, and you don't have a strong listener base. And this is what we can do with Facebook ads, emailing the right people, doing private message campaigns. This is what we can do, Corey, to get your podcast from having maybe just a couple thousand people listening or downloads for a whole month, I should say, to 30,000 downloads per month. Now, in his case, well, in any case, it's not the exact number of downloads that matters, right? It's the listeners who keep coming back, because if you only get the download, then it's going to work against you and you're going to get shadow banned. But if you're triggering the right algorithms, basically, if you have people that are actually staying with your podcast, in Corey's place, what we needed to do was get in front of the right people and have him having the right message. And so I've known this for so many years. I helped Corey do that, and he did get to 30,000 downloads per month. And prior to that, I was messing up. I was beating my head against a wall. And you might be my perfect avatar as well. You might be a coach, a consultant. You might be pulling in great money. You're successful with what you're doing, but you're not sure how to get the podcast going. You might be my primary avatar, like Corey. And with him, I needed to figure out, how do I get in front of him? What message does he need to do? And I need to make sure that all of my content answers his questions, his most common question. And this is where I messed up. This is going to be a shortish episode, but there's going to be a lot. It's just packed full of content that you need to be able to make sure you're serving the right avatar. And it has a couple of stories to help you understand how do you use this in your own podcast, in your own business, for example. So what I knew was who my perfect avatar was. It was Corey. What I knew was how to help him. And then I went and had a whole bunch of episodes that I got mostly good feedback. There was a few people who are like, no, that's not perfect for your avatar. And you're right. If you heard all the biohacking episodes, there was just a small handful of them. But I did those for the solo episodes because I know that some of those things have benefited me as a human, as a person, as a business person. It's helped me sleep better. It's helped me approach my podcast with more energy, etc. So I know that those biohacks are beneficial to really anybody and certainly beneficial to you. However, when I think about it, is that what you are coming for? Is that the reason that you're listening to this podcast? Is that the reason Corey listened to the podcast? No. If I'm being completely honest, you didn't come here to learn how red light could support you. You didn't come here to learn how ice baths could make you a better podcaster. Like, although they do help, that wasn't the real reason for you to come to this podcast. You could have easily gone to a biohacking podcast to learn about biohacking if that's what you wanted. You could have easily went and did a Google search or a YouTube search or a podcast search on red light therapy or sunlight or so much. Walking, getting your steps, moving your body. If that's what you were looking for, you can already find that. And so where did I make a mistake is I knew that it was beneficial. Yes, certainly. I knew that it was beneficial. I knew that it could help. It's something that I'm passionate about, but it takes me off the train tracks. The train tracks are there to hold the entire train to get to the place where it's supposed to go, where it wants to go, where it needs to go. And when we derail the train, accidents can happen. We can lose listener base. We can offend people. People can say, you know what? A lot of Adam's content is for me. A lot of this is for me, but I didn't need to know anything about heat exposure. I'm already doing that. If I wanted heat exposure, I could have gone somewhere else to get that. I'm coming here to be specific about the content. And so that just goes to show that I took my eye off the ball on the podcast and I started adding value to my person, but not the value that Corey or you specifically wanted or was coming here for, right? And so that's the thought. And I'm recommitting right now. I'm recommitting and I'm noticing this. And I got mostly great feedback. And the only negative feedback that I got was specifically from people that I thought were amazing podcasters that I sent it out to maybe a dozen people that I really, really respect. I respect how they think through podcasting. And I was like, hey, listen to these biohacking episodes, or at least one of them, and let me know what you think. My perfect avatar, my perfect listener, let me know what you think that my listener is thinking when they get that. And three of them had negative-ish feedback. Well, one of them was like, this is way off. Don't do this. This is just a trend. You're going to lose so many people, because he thought he hated learning about, I think he listened to the ice bath one. And he was like, nope, this is just a fad. Nobody's interested in this. This is leaving and going fast. And I hate looking at all the posts on social media. I make fun of those people. And I don't want you to be one of those people, especially when your podcast is about podcasting. Then I had a couple others who were like Daniel, who is like, no, I mean, you did a really good job. I would start it out with more of what is the podcaster going to get if you needed to do it, but I would say this is off base. And then one other person said it was off base, but everybody else was like, this is so good and you did it really well. The point is, I don't want to lose you as a listener. I want to be able to support you. If I lose you, and I truly believe that I'm one of the best in this space to be able to help you get to your next place, to be able to help you grow your podcast, to be able to help you monetize your podcast, to help you to be able to gain your listeners that you're looking for, to be able to have them eventually hire you. I don't know anybody, honestly, who's any better than I am. I don't know a single person who has that down. And then I went and messed it up by doing all these biohacking things that, because I was passionate about it, because I knew that it could also benefit you. And the point is that it's not what you were looking for. So let's go into my secondary avatar. My primary is Corey, who's already super successful, already, let's just say, grossing well over $1 million in a year. And he wants to offload everything for the podcast because he knows the value of having someone else do that stuff. He already has a team. He probably already has at least an assistant or virtual assistant or a business partner, at least one other person, where he knows that he's going to break the difference between what he does and what other people do. And he's more likely not just to have one person on his team, probably to have a few employees. For me, I have 36 employees. And basically, I want to help somebody like me because they know that they're busy. They know that they can trust somebody. Secondarily, who's that secondary avatar for me? It's a person who is about to launch a podcast. They want to start a podcast. They fit a lot of the same stuff as Corey and Adam Adams. They fit a lot of it. They already know how to do business. They're already successful, or they've got a good plan in place. And they don't want to do what Corey did or what Adam did originally years and years and years ago, which is spend several years hosting a podcast that never gets traction. I never want that. Corey never wants that. And my secondary avatar is about to start a podcast, understands the same value, but never wants to become Corey or Adam, where we spend 2 or 3 or 4 years wasted so that we end up losing money. We end up losing time. We end up losing attention. We end up losing our motivation and we cancel our podcast. So those are my two people that I want to serve. And they don't 100% want biohacking stuff. Not all of them. You might. And I hope that you were one of the people that enjoyed it, loved it. And if you were somebody who didn't, this is my promise to you. I'm going to work my butt off to make sure that I'm focusing on just the things that are valuable to you. Now, how do you implement what we're learning right now? How do you implement this into your own stuff? Think about who your avatar is. At least one primary avatar. Well, when I say at least, I mean at most two, you know, at most two, but you're going to need one. And you're going to think of that person. You're going to think of their psychographics. That means, what are they worried about? What goes through their mind? What do they want to achieve? What's their psychology? What keeps them up at night? What are they focused on each day? The demographics as well, like how much money do they make? What type of job are they in? You want to be able to understand that. Is it a doctor or an attorney? You will not say, for example, you will not say, it's anybody who makes at least six figures. There's too many people that make at least six figures. I know too many of them as well, but they're all from different walks of life. And especially as we listen to this in 2024, 2025, 2026, millionaires are becoming easier and easier to achieve. Six-figure salary per year is becoming much, much easier to achieve. We've had so much inflation, et cetera. But the point being, the thought of, oh, my avatar makes at least six figures, it's not a real demographic. A real demographic is, they are this type of attorney. They are this type of doctor. They are this type of dentist, orthodontist. They are this type of teacher. They are this type of firefighter. You want to hone it in to the smallest amount possible. And that's the thing that you want to be able to focus on is, who's your real, like, smallest narrow avatar and how do you serve them? How do you make sure that all of your content is this thing that they are looking for versus is a thing that could help them? Do you know what I mean? Is this something that could help them, or is this something that they're searching for, they're desiring? So we need to get back into the psychographic, into the demographic of, they have this job, they make this much money. And by this much money, I mean, they make $220,000 a year. For example, this is my perfect person, not over 200, not between 200 and 250, just it's 220. And don't be afraid. When you say 220, that you're thinking to yourself, yeah, but 220 would work, but also 400 would work. You know what I mean? Your perfect avatar is a human being. For example, my previous avatar is a 42-year-old male Indian engineer. He's got a name, but he's 42. He's male. He's Indian. So Eastern Indian, right? And the thing is, am I racist because my perfect avatar, that he happens to be a certain thing? No. It doesn't mean that it's against anybody who speaks Spanish or Chinese or anybody who's white or black or anything like that. It's just specific that Siva was my perfect avatar. And all I mean is, I knew what kept him up at night. I knew what he was looking for. I knew what he would turn off if he listened to it. I knew what he didn't want. And I kind of messed it up on this podcast. And I'm hoping that you learn from my mistake. And take the psychographics, the demographics, even the geographics. So I'm not sexist because my perfect avatar was a guy. I serve many women. I serve people of all colors. I serve people of all creeds. I serve people of all things, but I just have that one perfect person, and he or she or they have a name. They have an age. They don't have a range of an age. You're not like, Siva is somewhere between 20 years old and 80 years old. And you won't even say he's between 40 and 45. No, Siva's 42. So he's just 42. It's only one age. I'm not ageist. It's just that you have an actual person that's in mind and you think of everything that they're going through and you make sure that you're always adding value to that person. I messed up. I wasn't always adding the best amount of value. I was adding some value of what I was passionate about, but it wasn't like what you were really coming here for. And so I'm recommitting, and I want you to recommit. I want you to think about your avatar first and foremost in, how do you serve them? What are they looking for? And what is your unique niche? how do you specifically serve them better than somebody else would? And I hope that was a valuable episode. Thank you for letting me put my tail between my legs and be honest with you about when I messed up. You may be making a mistake as well, especially if I'm making it. So go and look at that avatar. Think about that avatar. And if you want some help, there's a 4-page avatar questionnaire. You go to growyourshow.com/, obviously it's avatar, /AVATAR, avatar. And then the link is also down in the show notes. So all you got to do right now is say, yeah, let me get that free avatar questionnaire so that I can better know the psychographics, the geographics, the demographics, and my own niche to make sure that I'm serving him or her or they the best that I possibly can. Scroll down in the show notes right now. Click on that link for the avatar questionnaire, growyourshow.com/avatar, and go spend the time to fill that out. When you get it, here's a quick tip. You're going to think, oh crap, I can't edit this. Well, that's because there's one master copy. I don't want you to edit the copy for everybody else so that your information is on Joe Schmo's avatar questionnaire as well. I want Joe Schmo to have his own avatar questionnaire. I want Emily to have her own avatar questionnaire. So for you specifically, I need you to make a copy of it. It's in Google Drive. So you're just going to make a copy of it. So you'll copy it and say like my avatar questionnaire instead of avatar questionnaire. You'll save it as copy avatar questionnaire. Now it's in your computer, in your Google Drive. You can download it. You can save it. You can make it a PDF. You can make it a Word document or whatever you need to do. And you have access to the avatar questionnaire. You might think that Adam messed up because you can't even edit it. Well, I know this already. All you got to do is just make a copy of it. And now you can edit your copy and you can leave the master copy where it is. I hope you'll do that. I hope you do that right now. Serve your avatar at the highest level. I'm recommitting. I'm going through that avatar questionnaire myself. Again, I've already done it. I just know that it's going to be a good exercise for me to think through it, all that process one more time, even after 400 or 500 episodes. I'll see you on the next episode. If you're glad that you checked out the podcast today, if you got some value out of this episode, some actionable takeaways, I invite you to do one of three things. A, you could do a written review on Apple. Let us know what you think. Just an honest written review. B, you could share the podcast with a friend of yours who needs it. Or C, at the very least, implement what you've learned to take your business and your podcast to the next level. And I'll see you on the next episode.